Seen from above, skateboards arranged atop pavement form a logo, A24. Two guys hop onto boards and skate off, messing up the arrangement. Then a third guy walks over and rides away as well. In a house, a view lingers down a narrow hallway. Hurled from a doorway, a shaggy-haired preteen boy collides with a wall. A muscular teen guy with close-cropped hair pins him and thumps his face to the floor. He rolls the youngster onto his back, then socks him in the jaw. He slaps him hard, then starts to work him over again. Now, a view takes in a child's room, from a Hulk Hogan throw pillow on the floor to a video game controller left atop a bed covered with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sheet set. Clad in jeans, the younger boy stands shirtless before a full-length mirror, fingering a large contusion on the left side of his chest. He pinches the bruised skin near his nipple as he stares at his reflection. Clenching his fingers into a fist, he punches his wound. He winces, hand trembling uncertainly. Titles appear. A24 and Waypoint Entertainment present. A distant view down the hallway shows the older boy doing push-ups in his bedroom. Sonny Soljic. Seated on the living room couch and clad in a cartoon print t-shirt, the younger boy stares forward working a video game controller.
Stay out of my fucking room, Stevie.
Stevie glances off, then darts up. Lucas hedges. He runs into his bedroom, emerges with a portable CD player, and lingers outside his older brother's closed door before pushing it wide. Nikkel Smith. As the door stops flush with the wall, Stevie cautiously enters. Arms at his sides, he stands near a weight machine. Two rows of baseball caps hang from the wall near the bed. Stevie scopes out his big brother's room, staring in wonder. Olin Prennett. He takes a red baseball cap from the wall and fingers it gingerly. Gio Galicia. Stevie fits the cap over his head.
Shuffle.
He tilts his head back, chin jutting out. Ryder McLaughlin. Now, bareheaded, he blinks intently. Alexa Demi. He studies a hockey jersey hanging in the closet featuring a logo of a Native American in profile. And Catherine Waterston. He peers at a long-sleeved shirt printed in bold stripes. Casting by Allison Jones. He pulls out another oversized garment which slips from its hanger, then scrambles to put it back. Costume designer Heidi Bivens. Carefully lifting a black sneaker from a shelf, he traces his finger along the red logo on the tongue, the silhouette of a basketball player going for a slam dunk. Production designer Jameen Asaw. He takes a hip-hop magazine from a neat stack, the cover story profiling Slick Rick. Original music by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Standing before a cassette storage unit, he peruses the handwritten titles along the tape spines. Edited by Nick Hoy. Using both hands, he heaves a dumbbell above his head, staggering. Director of photography, Christopher Blavelt. With the sleeves of his Street Fighter II shirt pulled up, he flexes his arms and feels his bicep. Co-producers, Mikey Alfred, Amanda Adelson, Josh Rosenbaum. Notepad in hand, he uncaps a pen as he crosses toward a tall shelf unit. Executive producers, Scott Robertson, Jennifer Semler, Alex G. Scott. A view glides along a row of hip-hop CDs lining one shelf arranged alphabetically. Stevie jots down the artists and titles. Pen cap between his lips, he looks up, studying the CDs, then resumes writing. Produced by Scott Rudin, Eli Bush, Ken Cow, Jonah Hill, Leela Jacob. Another view reveals more of his brother's music collection, including titles from Eric B. and Rakim, Gangstar, and Ghetto Boys. Below a crossed-out line on the paper, Stevie writes Fat Joe. Written and directed by Jonah Hill. Seen from behind, Stevie sits on the floor bobbing his head as he listens to music through the headphones of his CD player. Mid-90s. At a restaurant table, Stevie gazes absently.
I haven't called that guy Todd back yet.
He eyes his mother.
He's fine. I'm attracted to him.
She glances Stevie's way.
Oh.
He seems a bit playerish to me, though.
His older brother sits sullenly.
I always have to remember to hit pause when I start feeling something.
The brother glances up.
Orange juice.
Please. Jesus. At my 18th birthday party, I was breastfeeding you.
He shifts awkwardly.
Can you imagine having a baby right now?
He shakes his head, lips pursed. Stevie picks up a square package wrapped in newspaper and hesitantly turns to his brother.
Ian, I got you something. I know you don't have this one.
As Ian tears off the paper, Stevie looks on expectantly. Ian sets the CD on the table, crumples the newspaper, and places it on top. A close view shows the sticker along the CD's spine reading The Far Side, Lab Cabin, California. Ian turns away. Later, wearing a Ren and Stimpy shirt, Stevie rides his bike down an urban sidewalk. Pulling to a stop, he notices two boys playing with pump-action water guns across the street. He watches the pair, both around the same age as him, enjoying their battle. His eyes wander to a storefront where a sign reads Motor. A dreadlocked skateboarder does a trick.
You better stop me.
Women,
another guy chats up some women.
You don't. Hey, you sexy ladies want to see a trip? Right here.
The guy performs a kickflip in front of a beeper store, long blonde locks spilling from under his black beanie.
Get
the fuck out of the front of my store. Where's Ken?
Yeah,
I'm not fucking scared of you guys. Fought in fucking Desert Storm, you fucking pussies.
Stevie grins.
Go back inside.
The dreadlocked guy intervenes.
Fuck you!
The blonde skater throws his board. Back home, Stevie settles into bed with a copy of Big Brother magazine. He thumbs through the pages. Daytime, clad in a Beavis and Butthead t-shirt, Stevie wanders down a sidewalk. He stops outside a storefront and stares through the glass. He braces himself before entering. He shuts the door behind him. His deep blue eyes pensively scan his surroundings as he makes his way inside the skate shop. Passing a window covered in round stickers with the logo of a letter M, he steps over to a rack of casual apparel. In back, the dreadlocked guy and several others watch a skate video.
That's probably the worst would you rather I've ever heard.
What about would you rather?
A gangly dude holds forth.
Suck your dad's dick.
The blonde guy waits on a customer.
Or eat your mom out.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh my gosh. What kind of conversation is this, bro? Fuck shit.
What's up?
Would you rather suck your dad's dick or eat your mom out?
You would suck your dad's dick, right?
Oh.
That's not a weird answer.
Shut the fuck up, fourth grade.
Life or death, come on.
Hey, whatever I'm doing, I'm drugging one of them motherfuckers. I'm not gonna say who, but I'm gonna drug them motherfuckers till they sleep.
You're gonna rape your parents?
Huh?
That's rape.
I'd rather rape one of my parents than to consciously...
Yo, what the fuck?
I'm not tripping. Life or death. Fuck it, I just raped my parents. Or one of them.
As the gangly fourth grade cracks up, Stevie eavesdrops, grinning.
Hey, for real, I'm never coming back here again.
Wow.
Look at y'all niggas scaring off customers.
This is not an accurate representation of what we usually talk about.
Y'all are bad for business, my nigga.
Is there any way you could just, like, forget I even asked? I feel really weird now.
Oh, hell no.
At the counter, Stevie pores over a magazine.
Yo, these niggas are in Paris.
The others watch a video.
Eating nice dinners, staying at nice hotels.
I've been to France before. Them niggas are assholes.
Fuck shit grips a beer bottle.
Yeah, but you went with your parents, like, imagine if that was us.
A kid with close cropped hair stares, mesmerized at the screen. Stevie watches intently. Later in his room, he takes down a cartoon poster from his wall. He opens up a centerfold, then gradually logos and pages from skateboard magazines take up the empty space on the wall. Later, beside Stevie, Ian swigs from a gallon of orange juice.
How much cash you got?
They eye a skateboard featuring a cartoon dinosaur riding a board.
I don't have any.
I'll trade you for your disc, man.
Text above the dinosaur reads, Cowabunga.
Well, it's just that I use my disc, man, all the time.
Mom gave it to me for my birthday and Christmas.
Ian grabs the board.
I'll give you anything in this room. I'll give you anything in this room. Just not the disc, man, please.
Ian sets the skateboard down, then checks out a handful of his little brother's video games.
You don't even fucking know about music anyway.
Ian leaves. Later, Stevie sets the skateboard on the patio of the house and stands behind it. As he steps onto the tail, it flies from beneath his feet and he falls on his butt. He tumbles again, watching the board roll onto the lawn. Night, as he lies on the floor, his mom gazes down from his bed.
It's Saturday. Blockbuster night. What do you want to watch?
Sorry. I want to skate.
Stevie rides down a side street. In a montage, he attempts tricks on the patio, falling each time. He gets to his feet, then tries another move. The board lands upside down and he crashes to the ground. He collects the board and heads toward the house. He slides open the glass door and enters the living room. Setting the board down near the sofa, he joins his mom, who watches TV.
One dog goes one way and the other dog goes the other way.
One is going east and the other one is going west. So what?
And this guy's saying, what do you want from me?
Daytime, wearing a plain dark tee, Stevie enters Motor Skate Shop. He gazes around the vacant store. Near the counter, a work table stands, topped with tools, wheels, and skateboard hardware. Board in hand, he approaches a door covered in colorful stickers. He lingers for a moment before venturing out back. In the parking lot, the dreadlocked guy fails to stick a landing. Stevie watches as the kid with close-cropped hair swigs from a water jug.
Skating like shit today, man.
He sets the gallon bottle down.
Looks cool to me.
I'm Ruben.
Stevie.
Ruben slaps Stevie's hand.
Well, this one.
Ruben tosses the dreadlocked guy the bottle.
Damien, you really drink all of it? Fill that up, man.
Yo, Stevie, you gonna fill this up, yo?
Yeah.
Grinning eagerly, Stevie enters the store's bathroom and fills the gallon jug at the utility sink. He emerges and hands it to the skater with dreadlocks.
Thanks, little man.
Stevie sits, his back to a wall, and sets his skateboard on his lap.
Woo! Refreshing.
Smiling faintly, Stevie watches fuck shit in the dreadlocked skater. Seated on a couch in the back of the store, Ruben lights a cigarette as Stevie looks on nervously. Ruben hands him the box of menthols. As Stevie fishes one out, Ruben passes him the lighter. Stevie lights the cigarette, then places it between his lips. He takes a drag and winces, rubbing his eyes amidst the wafting smoke.
Shit, this is relaxing. You smoke?
Yeah, these ones are just different brand. Thank you.
What are you, gay?
What?
Why the fuck you dang me? Don't fucking dang people around. Faggot as fuck, yo.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
It's fine, now you know. Just don't dang people. They're gonna think you're gay.
Oh, I won't do it again.
Yeah, you gotta fucking pay attention to me, man. I'm a fucking badass. You're a little ass kid. You should fucking look up to me. I smoke. I skate. I fuck bitches.
Dang.
I'm pretty much the shit. I'm living the life. All you have is a fucking dinosaur board? That shit is 80s as fuck. It's got like a neon dinosaur in it screaming cowabunga. You look retarded. You gotta get a new fucking board, man.
How much are they?
I don't know, probably like 120 for a complete. I'll sell you my used setup for 40. It's a good ass deal for you.
Wait, don't you need your board?
I'm saving up to buy a new mortarboard.
Well, thanks for selling. See? I was about to say thank you, but I know how gay that is.
Don't fucking say that shit either. Just say nothing. Fuck.
Sorry.
You're such a fucking little kid. Fuck, man.
Stevie takes another puff.
What time is it?
I don't know. Probably like 8.
Oh, man. I gotta go, man. You don't have to be home at a certain time?
No, I always go home after my mom's asleep. See you tomorrow?
Yeah.
With $40?
Maybe.
It's a fucking good deal.
I gotta go, but I will.
All right, you better have 40 tomorrow. Fucking idiot.
With his board tucked under his arm, Stevie dashes across a gas station on his way into a convenience store bathroom. He sets down his board and backpack, then scrubs his arm at the sink. Tilting his head back, he squirts some hand soap into his mouth and lathers his lips and tongue. He grabs a can of air freshener, sprays himself in the face, then puts the can in his backpack. He sniffs his shirt before heading outside. Night. At the house, a guy clad in a Bill Clinton mask hunches at a table. It's Ian, who looks up to reveal that the mask is worn atop his head.
I'm so sorry I'm late. It won't ever happen again.
It's only 7:30.
Stevie looks down.
Okay.
As he steps away, Ian glares. Daytime, in their mom's bedroom, they eye cash peeking from beneath a Mother's Day card in a dresser drawer.
Don't be a pussy.
It doesn't feel right.
You came to me. You needed 40 bucks. That's a lot of fucking money. Grab 40 for you and 40 for me.
Under Ian's gaze, Stevie reaches toward the drawer before lowering his hand.
Alright, yo, you're acting like a little fuck.
Fine.
Ian paces off, then returns.
I'll do it.
Ian swigs from a gallon jug of orange juice. A reflection in the dresser vanity shows Stevie removing some cash. He counts out two bills. Ian snatches them and steps away. Rooted to the spot, Stevie gazes downward, a $20 bill in each hand. He folds the money and sets it on the dresser. Lifting his gaze to the mirror, he studies his reflection for a moment, then grabs a hairbrush. He undoes the shoelace belting his jeans, opens the fly, and lets them fall. He lifts up a leg of his boxer shorts, exposing his upper thigh, and proceeds to furiously rake the brush's bristles over his skin. Stevie hurls the brush to the floor. Wincing, he presses his fingers to his raw flesh. Lifting his gaze, he catches his reflection in the mirror. At Motor, Stevie gives the money to Ruben, who hands over his board before taking a bright turquoise deck from the wall.
Sit. I set this shit up.
Later on a couch, Fuck Shit rocks with laughter.
I don't understand this shit. Why do they say Mexicans are lazy?
What the fuck you looking at me? Do people say that shit?
I heard this shit. It don't make sense to me. Every time I see a Mexican, them niggas is fucking building buildings and shit.
That's fucked up, yo.
I said people say it, not I say it. The whole point of this game is so you don't get offended.
I do have a question for fourth grade. Why are white people just in love with their pets? Like, why do they care so? I don't get it.
For real.
So I'm at this white girl house, right? And we chilling. I can hear her mom downstairs like, oh my God, Eric didn't eat his kibble today. Like, I don't know. Like, I think we need to take him to the doctor. So I ask, why is your mom feeding your little brother kibble? Like, of course he's probably gonna get sick. She gonna turn around and tell me, Eric is a dog, silly.
Dogs don't have feelings, you dumb bitch.
I don't even have a dog. I have a gecko.
Did this nigga just say he got a gecko?
You got a gecko?
Yeah.
I don't know what nigga in the world with a fucking gecko.
All right, I have one. Can black people?
Oh, be careful.
Okay, well, is it cool to be black?
What the fuck? Nigga, that's where I get all my looks from. Nigga, silky ass, sexy hair. Damn, black don't crack. That's why I'm 17 and look 12, nigga. What, you 17 look like fucking Mr. Burns?
I guess sometimes, like, say we go skating in Beverly Hills. Everybody is already looking at us like, hey, you guys are vandalizing property. Like, get the fuck out of here, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes I feel like it's a little bit, like, extra heavy on me.
Yeah.
People judge you and stuff, but fuck it. Like, those people are ignorant.
I got another one. Can black people get sunburned?
Oh my God!
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Seriously, I genuinely want to know. Like, every time it's hot out, I'm like, does he need sunscreen? Is there like black suntan lotion or?
You a real dumbass. Just when I thought you had a brain, bro. You dumb as hell. What about you, little man?
The dreadlocked skater eyes Stevie.
Did you know that black people could get sunburnt?
Eyes darting, Stevie bites his lip. The dreadlocked skater stares expectantly along with Ruben. Stevie takes a hard swallow.
What are black people?
Fuckshit shakes his head in fourth grade stares open-mouthed. The dreadlocked skater chuckles.
Fuck, shit. I
like
dope.
That. That's dope. I like that. I like that. Yeah, but y'all trying to go skate?
Let's go.
I'm down.
Ruben, you trying to go skate?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. You coming, Sunburn?
Sunburn!
All right, come on in.
Sunburn!
As Stevie grins along with the others, Ruben stares seriously.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Now, traffic passes down a 5-lane tree-lined street. A view down the middle passing lane shows figures slowly approaching. It's the skaters who gracefully weave their way over the asphalt. The dreadlocked guy skates in front with Fuckshit in fourth grade close behind. Further back, Ruben coasts along. He veers outside the painted yellow lines into traffic, revealing Stevie's tiny figure bringing up the rear. Holding to the center of the lane, Stevie leans slightly forward, knees bent. Using his back foot to propel himself forward, he glides past, beaming. Now, the dreadlocked guy and Fuckshit hop onto a tall chain-link fence outside a school. Ruben flings a water bottle over to them on the other side.
Come on, toss your board over.
Stevie hesitates.
Today, motherfucker?
Stevie hurls his board, which gets stuck at the top of the fence. Now, with all five skaters on the blacktop, Ray and Fuckshit drag a picnic table over. Stevie tries a trick and falls.
Fuck, shit. Sunburn can take a fucking slam.
Ruben and Stevie sit atop a table watching the others.
So you're Sunburn now?
How come some people have nicknames and some don't?
I don't know. Ray doesn't. He's the coolest. I think it's better not to have one.
Yeah, Ray is awesome. He doesn't have one. That's like way cooler for sure.
You seen that?
Why is his name Fuckshit?
Because anytime he sees a dope trick, he has a fuck shit, that was dope.
Fuck shit, that was dope.
Yeah, Ray is awesome. He skates just like in the videos.
Yeah, he's fucking insane. Ever since I met him, he's gone from, like, dope to, like, next level dope, like, pro dope.
Fourth grade videotapes them.
Him and Fuckshit have pretty much the same tricks, but Ray just has the sickest style ever.
Yeah.
Fuckshit does a tail slide off a bench.
Why is his nickname fourth grade?
Because he's as smart as a fourth grader.
Stevie nods.
Do you know where the bathroom is?
Yeah.
Ruben gets up from the table and steps around, hands near his waist. Grinning mischievously, Stevie stands beside him. They swap a look. Stevie undoes his shoelace belt. Giggling, he looks over at Ruben, who briefly meets his gaze. Later, as they all sit on the steps, a cigarette-smoking security guard stands outside the fence.
Hey!
One of these.
Hey! Y'all not supposed to be around here. Get the fuck out. Hey, come here.
Shut up!
You don't throw rocks at me.
Fuck you.
Little man, get the fuck off the property, all right?
Stevie gets up.
Sunburn, what are you doing?
Don't get fucked up like the rest of these little niggas. Come here.
Sunburn is a rent-a-cop.
Halfway toward the fence, Stevie hesitates.
You're not even a real cop. Sunburn!
He rejoins the others.
This nigga's a rent-a-cop.
Hey, no, come here.
What's happening to you, rent-a-cop?
Fuck you, nigga. I make more than all you.
Nigga. And fuck you.
What the fuck you doing skating with these white boys? Niggas don't skate. Yo, surf's up, motherfucker. That's who you think you are?
Hey, the little nigga with the Toys R Us badge, come here.
You can't say nigga, I don't think. You fucking Sheryl Crow looking motherfucker.
I don't know who that is, but bitch, fuck you.
You look Samoan, motherfucker. You a Samoan ass nigga.
All right, that was funny. That was pretty funny.
Ruben hurls a drink cup at the fence.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You know that's a fucking felony, right? S.A.
You're a rent-a-car.
You'll be in fucking prison with your uncle.
Yo, but hop the fence then, bitch.
You hop the fence.
Oh, all right.
You hop the fence, motherfucker.
I'll hop the fence right now. Whoop your ass.
Hey, beat that nigga ass.
Hey, no.
Ray jogs over.
Stay right there, little
I'm
nigga.
I'm gonna hop the fence. Nigga. Where you going? Down in your face. Hop the fence.
Man, fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you. Need Jesus.
No, you need Jesus.
You smoking cigarettes on school property.
The Bible is pro cigarettes, nigga. Jesus smoked cigarettes.
Oh, yeah? What kind of cigarettes you smoke?
Jesus smoked cool, nigga.
Stevie cracks up. Later, Fuckshit drives the others, bobbing his head.
This is awesome. I've never been in a car without someone's mom or dad before.
Stevie, keep this with yourself, man. Fuck.
Street people and skaters congregate in an urban plaza. One does a grind along a concrete edge. Ray easily ollies over a trash can tipped on its side. Ruben and Stevie skate up, watching.
Are we allowed to skate here?
Fuck no, it's super illegal. It's a fucking cornhole. You hear anyone yell out 5-0, just fucking take off. I'm never afraid of a pancake MC because I'm flipping. See those fucking buns? If one of them offers you something to smoke, don't smoke it. It's probably fucking crack.
Stevie's eyes go wide. Fourth grade films Ray, who does a trick off a stage under a band shell. Ruben lights a cigarette and Stevie does too. He sees a young guy catch air up a flight of steps, then glide smoothly along a walkway before jumping another set of stairs on the way down. Two guys sit on a concrete planter taking in the action.
Whoa, those are pros. I saw those guys in Big Brother.
Yeah, they ride for chocolate. So fucking sick.
And they like skate here? Where you guys skate?
Yeah, yo, everyone skates here.
Ray does a maneuver in front of the pros.
That's sick.
He greets them. Ray does a backside move off a concrete edge. Stevie retrieves his board and hands it to him.
Hey, sunburn.
Fuckshit and Ray hang out with a guy in ratty clothes.
Got extra smoke.
Got a quarter? Got extra quarter.
Oh, man, come on.
I'm just laying. Can I sit down? I got a full pipe. All right.
Sure. Thanks, man.
You good? How you doing? What's good in your life?
Fourth grade films them.
I'm here, shit. I'm trying to get up off the streets, man. Before the streets get me. But see, I look like this, so.
Ain't nobody wanna fuck with you.
Yeah, you feel me? My friends or whatever, they kinda just.
Ain't no judging over here.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you a question,
Stevie,
man.
Skates off.
What y'all doing with the skating?
I just have fun skating. It's like, it makes me happy and smile, so I just skate every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Yeah, it's fun as hell, but I'm trying to make a way.
Oh, okay. You can do that with skating?
Yeah, if you focus.
Oh,
it's pros. I want to be one of them.
That seems crazy to me that you could get a job skating.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, maybe I should have started skating.
What was your last job?
Man, I was in a data entry, you know? Everything kind of takes some kind of artistic mind to do, or a creative mind to do. You can't just be a robot, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to come up with ideas.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to feel more like that, but I still got the old programming in me, I guess, from school. I'm thinking about a lot of stuff out here.
I understand why we ride a piece of wood, why we push on just a piece of wood, like what that does to somebody's spirit, you know?
Just try to keep a positive attitude. Even though it's hard as hell, but I'm glad that y'all sat down with me and talked with me for a minute, man. That helps actually a lot.
You're a good dude, man.
Right on, man.
Across the plaza, sweaty-faced Stevie pauses to smooth his shaggy hair back. A frizzy-haired skater takes off down the steps.
Hey, five-oh!
As Stevie kicks his board into his hand, a policeman charges over. Skaters flee in a chaotic frenzy. Stevie outruns two cops as he joins the panicked exodus. Officers try in vain to nab the skaters. A policeman grabs hold of one guy's shirt, then other cops help wrestle him to the ground. They take him into custody, hands behind his back. A distant view shows skaters beating a retreat. Stevie dashes over and ducks behind a dumpster. He peeks out from the side, then huddles against the metal container. As he runs a hand through his sweat-slicked hair, his anxious expression turns to one of exhilaration. Fuck Shit drops Ruben outside an apartment building.
Later, guys.
Later.
Bye. Peace.
Stevie watches Ruben start along the second floor landing, then turn around. A view through the rear windshield frames Ruben, who now skates away from the building down the sidewalk. Board in hand, Stevie shuts the back gate of his house. He takes a cautious glance around, then pulls his green shirt off and sprays himself with air freshener. He swigs from a bottle of mouthwash, puts on a gray tee, and stashes his backpack. At night in his room, he reads a magazine in bed.
Stevie, can you get out here, honey?
He heads into the kitchen.
There he is. Fucking ask him yourself.
His mom faces him with a troubled look.
Stevie, there's $80 missing from my room. I know Ian did it. He's saying you did it with him. Did you?
Stevie looks his mother in the eye.
No. Okay.
Ian shifts on his feet, hands clasped to his head. Outside, Stevie pushes off on his board. He nearly loses his balance, then stomps the tail down, catches air for a moment, and sticks the landing.
Yes!
Oh! He runs around the patio.
Yes! Oh my God, I did it! I did it! I did it!
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
He paces, holding the board to his head.
Oh my God!
He tosses it down. Later, Stevie lies fast asleep in bed. A view glides across the darkened room. The door opens and Ian slowly lets himself in, wearing a Bill Clinton mask. Under cover of shadow, he creeps atop the bed and straddles Stevie. He rains punches down on his brother. As Ian takes his leave, Stevie pounds the wall. Sitting up, he covers his face with his pillow. He flings it aside. Daytime, the guys chill outside the school.
2 weeks, nigga? What the fuck?
I know. My parents see my report card, they were fucking pissed. No car for 2 weeks. Shit, might as well cut my dick off. My parents are fucking retarded. I'm a junior in high school. It's not like all of a sudden I'm about to get into Harvard or some shit. Like, my parents did that. They get paid. I get C's. I'm cool with that. That life's just not mine.
So what you gonna do then?
Shit, skate, have fun, go to parties. Shit, just live life.
That sounds nice.
All that trying hard shit, that shit just corny.
I think that shit's corny. I'm trying to get out the hood. I'm trying to go see shit.
I don't live in the hood. I got options, nigga.
Nigga, what options you got?
I'm just not trying to take this shit seriously.
Well, good luck with that. I'm gonna send you a postcard when I'm on tour.
Fuck Shit takes a drag on a cigarette.
What about you, fourth grade? What you want to do?
I don't know. Guess, like, make a movie or something. This nigga think he's Spielberg or some shit. You know you gotta say words to make movies. Nigga, I ain't heard you talk but twice.
That's a stupid idea.
Yes, it was.
Fourth grade stares sheepishly.
I don't know. I guess I'll just work at the DMV with my dad.
Ray gets to his feet.
Where you going?
I'm about to go skate this gap. Try hard, be corny, right?
Yeah, right.
Fuck Shit exhales a wisp of smoke, then stares off, unnerved. Now, a view glides up from a picnic table on the school grounds to a large gap in the roof above the lunch area. Fourth grade stands on the edge, video camera at the ready. Ray skates across the sloping roof, shoots the gap with a twist of his board, and lands cleanly on the other side. He high-fives fourth grade as he jogs back to join the others, then slaps hands with Fuck Shit. In profile, Fuck Shit skates down the incline, pops the board's tail down, and clears the gap.
All right, you got it, Ruben?
Yeah.
Ruben glances around anxiously. Across the roof, fourth grade and Fuck Shit gaze over. Ruben starts off for the gap. Nearing the edge, he plants the board's tail firmly on the roof and stops short.
Oh, come on. What kind of pussy shit was that?
Ruben walks back.
He got this, man.
Shut the fuck up, faggot.
Stung, Stevie hangs his head, his face reddened, while Ruben stands beside him, blinking into the distance. As Stevie scrunches up his mouth, a determined look suddenly overtakes him. he starts to push off at a coasting speed.
Wait, hey, yo, wait. You're not going fast enough.
He falls into the gap. He belly flops onto the table below.
My fucking god.
Fourth grade watches the unmoving boy.
What? Shit, this nigga dead.
Is he fucking dead, yo?
Ruben stares down from the gap's edge, then joins the others as they hurry across the roof. Below, while Stevie remains motionless, his friends arrive. Fuckshit taps him on the shoulder.
Sunburn.
Nigga, don't poke him.
Stevie half opens his eyes.
Sunburn, you okay?
Ruben hangs back, watching.
Sunburn, you good? Stevie.
Stevie lifts his head.
Damn.
He struggles to sit up.
You okay?
Hell yeah. Fuck.
A dark streak of blood rolls down his forehead.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Hey, take your shirt off. You bleeding.
Here, lift your arm.
Yeah, help him.
Fuckshit helps him off with his shirt, then wraps it around his hairline. He places Stevie's hands on the makeshift bandage.
Here, hold it. Hold it right here.
Fuck. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You crazy as fuck.
Hell
what
yeah,
the
nigga.
Fuck?
Stevie grins.
Fucking crazy.
Yo, Sunburn is fucking insane.
Fuck you, fool. Real, nigga.
What the fuck?
Thanks.
It just fell off a roof.
Sunburn.
Ruben stares bitterly.
Oh, shit, you bleeding through that one. Take your shirt off.
Ray nudges Ruben.
Fuck no, it's my favorite shirt.
Nigga, take the fucking shirt off.
Ruben removes his white t-shirt, which features a logo for Motor, and hands it to Ray.
You crazy, nigga.
Here, take that one off. Here, put this one on.
Here, take that shit off.
Stevie swaps out the gray shirt around his head for Ruben's. Ruben glares at the bloodstains marring the white fabric.
Sunbird!
Later, Stevie staggers to his sliding door, the heavily bloodstained tee still wrapped around his head. He stares downward with hesitation before finally relenting and opening the door. Now, he sits inside, shirtless with a stick-on bandage over his temple. A few dry blood streaks line his shoulder. Across from him, his mother averts her gaze. As Stevie works his jaw, she shakes her head.
We used to talk all the time.
Her reddened eyes fix on him.
Now you just hang out with these people I don't even know. I mean, who are these kids you're hanging out with? Are they older? Are they from nice families? I mean, who are they?
They're my friends!
He bolts up, now in Motor.
Fuck! Hey, look at this crazy ass nigga right here!
How's your head, psycho?
It's fine.
No sunburn. It's definitely not fine. There's some fucked up shit going on up there. Yeah, that boy's looking pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Ray eyes the splintered ends of Stevie's board, then grabs a yellow deck with the Motor logo.
I think you should probably ride one of these.
Oh, I don't have any money.
No, you don't understand. Like, this is yours.
No one will be missing it.
Are you fucking serious?
Fucking serious?
Board in hand, Ruben storms out.
Hey, come back with some Skittles.
Am I allowed to say thank you?
What?
I mean, I want to. I don't want you to think I'm gay.
Fucking weirdo. Saying thank you isn't gay. It's just common manners. The fuck?
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Behind the work table, Ray peels a sheet of grip tape from its backing as Stevie looks on. Ray lays the concave skateboard deck down, centers the adhesive grip tape over the top, and presses it flat. Using a handheld tool, he folds down the sandpaper-like black tape to fit the curved shape of the deck and smooths it out. Ray turns the deck over. With the aid of another tool, he punches holes through the tape near the nose and tail while Stevie watches patiently. With the deck pressed to his lap, Ray files the tape off the edges. Stevie blinks as he looks on. Using an electric drill, Ray tightens a bolt fastening the front truck to the deck. He sets the drill down and presents Stevie with the finished product. The young skater turns it over to inspect the workmanship, then glances briefly at Ray, who begins cleaning up. Now at a taco place.
Come on now, you can't even know what you're doing.
On the sidewalk, Fuckshit tries a trick and collides with a pedestrian.
Oh, fuck!
Yo, what the fuck?
It's Ian.
What's up, nigga?
Oh, shit.
Fuckshit and Ian engage in a standoff. Stevie watches nervously from a table.
What the fuck?
You good?
As Fuckshit gets in his face, Ian takes a step back.
What's up, nigga?
Fuckshit swaggers closer. Ian spreads his arms, his gaze averted, then stares off.
What you trying to do, nigga? You still standing here?
Hands in the pockets of his oversized jacket, Ian squares up with his antagonist, then catches Stevie's eye.
I think he might have shit himself.
You just gonna stand here, pussy-ass nigga?
Hey, white boy, you gonna let this blonde bitch talk to you like that?
Fuckshit chucks him under the nose.
I'm not gonna say shit. What you wanna do?
He presses his palm to Ian's face and nudges him away. Stevie gazes anxiously. Ian backs off and shuffles down the sidewalk, then Fuckshit turns away to rejoin his friends. Continuing to stare at his departing big brother, Stevie shakes his head. Back at the house, a middle-aged man emerges from a bedroom. Sipping his fly, he crosses paths with Stevie, then steps away. Clad only in his boxers, the boy stands awkwardly. Later, in the living room, the two brothers sit on the couch playing a video game, eyes averted from one another. Stevie wears a black beanie and a hoodie with the M logo.
Your friends are fags. I would have fucked that kid up. I was just solo.
Stevie bites his lip, suppressing a smile.
You think you're pretty cool? Your ghetto-ass friends. You think you're tough and shit.
Gazing over at his little brother, Ian sees a box of menthols poking from the pocket of his baggy jeans.
So you fucking smoke now? Huh?
Don't worry about it.
Ian returns his attention to the game.
You know, Mom used to smoke, right?
Stevie's gaze drifts.
She did a lot of stuff like that before you were around.
His eyes narrow.
She was a lot different when I was a little kid than when you were a little kid.
What do you mean?
She was very different. Guys like that coming in and out all the time. A lot of sounds.
Stevie knits his brow.
What kind of sounds?
Ian glances over.
Fucking sounds.
Stevie stares pensively, then stops working the game controller while Ian continues to manipulate his.
Fuck, man.
Stevie casts his gaze to the side, then resumes playing. Ian sneaks another glance at him. At dusk, the guys ride a bus.
My mom and dad are fucking faggots.
Shit. Can't wait till I can get a car. And my shit for sure not getting taken away like I'm a little bitch.
I'm about to fuck all these bitches.
Shut the fuck up. You ain't fucking nothing.
Honestly, I'll be surprised if any of y'all niggas get pussy tonight.
Stevie bows his head.
Hey, put your hands up.
Fuckshit opens a prescription bottle and hands out yellow pills.
Ruben.
Hey, why you giving that shit to these little niggas?
Hey, they big boys, they can do what they want.
Yeah, I guess you are. Let me see one.
Ray tosses the pill.
Dumbass.
He turns away.
What is this? Is it dangerous?
My mom took me to a psychiatrist. The nigga said I had ADD after an hour. He gave me this.
Is it, like, bad for you?
Dude, if a fucking doctor gave it to you, can it possibly be bad for you?
As Stevie reluctantly pops the pill into his mouth, Ray faces away once more. In the yard of a house, Reuben and Ray play rock, paper, scissors. Fuckshit shoots a basketball, then steps away from the others. He saunters up some porch steps and lets himself into the home. He picks at his long, tangled locks as he crosses past the kitchen where a half-dozen teen girls hang out. He opens the fridge, then nods over his shoulder. The view circles the room, revealing a kitchen island covered with drink cups and snacks, then comes to rest on fuck shit. Cradling bottles of beer in his arms, he heads back the way he came and shuts the door behind him.
Hey.
He tosses a bottle to Reuben and another to Stevie. Fourth grade intercepts it, then Stevie catches another. Fuckshit unscrews the cap from his bottle. Later inside, Reuben glares at Stevie, who lights a pipe. Catching his eye, Stevie extends his arms across the table, offering the pipe and lighter. Reuben shakes his head, and Stevie lights up again. A jumpy succession of images show the partygoers chilling in different parts of the room. Stevie guzzles from a bottle and bends forward. As Ray and Fuckshit do push-ups side by side, fourth grade videotapes them. Later in the living room, fourth grade shares the couch with a dark-haired girl in overalls.
Why are you always filming stuff on that camera?
The video camera rests on his lap.
Because one day I want to make movies. This one idea.
He keeps his eyes averted.
It's about this baby. Like a super baby. It's called Strong Baby.
Nice.
It has cool. Like a little cape.
That's a sick idea.
He glances over.
Thanks.
In the kitchen, Stevie takes another hit off the pipe.
Can I hit that?
A teenaged girl approaches, her choker pendant reading Esty.
How long have you been friends with Ray and those guys?
A couple months. It's cool. Fuckshit and Ray are my best friends for sure. They're really cool. Fourth grade school doesn't talk that much, you just like films.
That's cool.
She nods, gazing down at him.
Reuben and I used to be homies, but he hates me now, I think.
Why?
I don't know. I think maybe because Fuckshit and Ray like me more now. But Fuckshit and Ray are like really cool. They're really fucking cool, but I don't think they think that I'm that cool.
You're so cute.
He looks down bashfully.
Angela likes Fuckshit a lot. A lot of my friends do. Do you think he would really date Angela or just, like, hook up with her and then not talk to her for a month until he wants to, like, hook up again?
I don't know.
He does that to a lot of girls.
She absently waggles the lighter in her hand.
So you're, like, nicer than those guys. You're, like, naturally nice, not, like, fake nice.
Thanks. You're nice, too.
You're like at the age before guys become dicks. These guys are fucking retarded.
She flits the lighter back and forth with a sly smile.
Have you ever gone with a girl?
Stevie stares into the distance.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When?
Last year.
Last year?
In Florida.
How was it?
It was all right. She worked at Disney World. She just got too comfortable in standing on lane.
What'd you do?
I don't kiss and tell.
Esty smiles.
I'm a gentleman.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Not like these fools.
She nods, fingering her long painted nails.
Let's go check out Angela's room.
Stevie nods, then lets Esty lead him down the hallway by the hand.
Ooh.
Ray watches as they pass, then fourth grade and Reuben do too.
Hey,
There you go.
They enter a bedroom and Esty shuts the door. In the shadowy room, they kiss deeply. As they stand by the bed, Esty pulls Stevie's hoodie off. Gazing uncertainly, he strips down to his boxers. Esty lowers her arms to her sides.
Take my glass off.
He purses his lips.
Are you nervous?
He nods.
It's okay, don't be nervous.
He swallows hard. Esty slips the straps of her crop top from her shoulders. Stevie reaches up and helps her off with it, revealing a purple bra underneath. Together, they slide her baggy pants down. Stepping free of them, Esty takes a seat on the edge of the bed and Stevie sits beside her. Esty smooths her hair over her ear and they settle in. As she turns to him, he averts his eyes and fidgets. He gazes up in surprise to see her lowering her face towards his. She plants kisses on his mouth.
Okay.
He nods, taking his lips from hers. Esty studies his reluctant face closely.
Sorry, I'm just nervous. It's okay. Don't be nervous.
He puckers his lips and shuts his eyes as their kissing resumes. Now, fully dressed, Esty leads Stevie out of Angela's bedroom in slow motion. As she joins her friends in the living room, he saunters past. He bites his lip to keep from smiling. He crosses the hallway, then steps through the open door to the backyard. As the others approach from the sidewalk, Reuben hangs back.
Billy.
She put two of my fingers in her vagina.
Oh.
It's so much slower than I thought.
Fuck shit lurches, beer bottle in hand.
What is happening?
She was like touching my dick.
Little man growing up.
Touch your baby me.
It was crazy. I want that to happen more.
Oh, shit. Where do we all?
Back inside.
Was he nervous?
Hell yeah, he was nervous.
He was shaking.
He was shaking.
Just give us all the details.
Okay.
He's going to worship you for the rest of his fucking life.
He'll never forget you, actually.
Esty, you a freak. No, Loki, I heard fuck shit. Like, someone was like, yo, fuck shit fucks like shit.
Yeah, I bet.
For real though, I want his hair.
Me too.
Same. His hair is so long.
Esty, bang, Hotslin.
Stevie bro hugs fuck shit and Ray.
Hell yeah, bro. You really did that. Yeah.
Now at his house, Stevie drops his board on the patio. A view from the sliding glass door in the living room frames him as he fiddles with the shoelace belt of his jeans. He sways unsteadily on his feet, head bowed. He tilts his head back, then stares downward. Fastening his pants, he staggers over to his board and picks it up. He slides the door open. He stumbles as he shuts it, dropping his board in the living room. Ian waits in the hallway.
Yo, Stevie, what the fuck are you doing? You're fucking up! Stevie! What the fuck are you doing? Talk to me, what the fuck are you doing?
You're a pathetic, lonely faggot.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
You have no fucking friends. You get no fucking pussy! I'm not fucking taking your shit!
Stevie shoves him aside, bolts to the kitchen, grabs a gallon of orange juice from the fridge, and runs off. Ian gives chase, pursuing him around the kitchen. As Stevie falls, Ian seizes him.
Get the fuck off there,
he punches Stevie twice before letting him go, then pulls the t-shirt up over his face and sobs.
I'm fucking over this shit!
Stevie runs off. Ian pounds the oven door. In his room, Stevie puts the video game controller cord around his neck and pulls, one end in each hand. He winces, tightening his grip till his veins pop out. Daytime, Stevie's mother marches him toward motor.
Mom, stop! Please! Mom, please! Mom, please! Mom,
we are going in.
Mom, stop! Stop!
Mom,
please! Mom, stop!
Go!
I was skating all day. Dinner was so...
What is your name?
What the fuck?
What is your name?
Fuck shit.
Fuck shit? Jesus. Listen to me. You do not give my son alcohol.
Ma'am.
Bitch.
Ma'am.
You do not give my son drugs. Do you understand me?
Cool.
It better be cool fuckhead or whatever the fuck your name is. Stay away from my son. He's not like you.
Is she mad about the finger?
What fingering? Say goodbye, Stevie. This is the last time you're coming here.
Hey, but baby, what's your number, though?
Stevie, mom.
You're not taking that down. You're not taking that down.
They look like fucking gang members.
What you just did to me back
there?
Who
are these kids?
I can't fucking trust you.
Oh,
I don't
can't
fucking
trust
love
me?
You. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, you
shut
can't
up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut up.
I just want to.
Shut up.
I just want to know where you are.
Shut
okay?
the fuck up.
Listen
Why
to
are you
me.
Still talking to me? Quiet.
I just want to know
be
where
you are.
Just let me
quiet.
Drive. I just want to know where
no.
you are.
No.
Now, Stevie hurls his board in the motor parking lot. Sporting a shiner under one eye, he sits on the sidewalk staring morosely. Ray makes his way over.
Yeah.
Stevie hangs his head.
You alright?
He nods, his gaze averted.
You don't look alright.
Ray draws closer and takes a seat beside him. He stretches his legs, then crosses them as he gazes towards Stevie.
Your mom is, very serious.
I just can't take this shit sometimes.
What kind of shit?
Stevie shrugs.
Just shit.
A lot of the time, we feel like our lives are the worst. But I think if you looked in anybody else's closet, you wouldn't trade your shit for their shit.
Stevie glances up at him.
Like, look at fourth grade. He is one of the poorest people I know. I'm not even making a joke, though. Like, he could barely afford socks. Seriously. Socks. Ruben's mom gets all fucked up. She just beats on him and his sister.
Stevie listens, his eyes narrowed.
Why do you think he don't ever want to go home? Fuck shit is like my best friend. And like, we used to have all these sleepovers and fucking just dream about skating and where we want to take it. And I just feel like he's kind of like losing it a little or something. Now every day he just is trying to figure out where to party, where to get fucked up. Drunk. It's sad.
Stevie gazes pensively and blinks. Dusting his hands off, Ray draws his knees up and rests his elbows on them.
Hey,
Head bowed, Stevie stares downward.
About like 3 years ago, my little brother was on the way to soccer practice. He was crossing the street.
Ray scrunches his mouth.
He got hit by a car.
Stevie shoots him a sidelong glance. Ray shifts his weight. He runs a hand through his dreadlocks and lifts his head. Lost in thought, he shakes his head.
It's so weird. Like, we shared a room. Like, a closet. Whenever I, like, get dressed in the morning and shit, like, just looking at all the clothes, and they just blend into each other. And
his shoulders slump.
It's just weird. But after he passed away, fuck shit came to my house and dragged me out to go skate with him.
Stevie and Ray lock eyes for a moment.
Felt good to have somebody there. So let's go.
Ray nudges Stevie, then gets to his feet.
Come on.
Ray heads through the back door. Stevie follows, board in hand. At dusk, traffic passes down the tree-lined five-lane street.
How sad are we? And how sad have we been?
Ray and Stevie skate down the center passing lane. Ray weaves outside the yellow lines while Stevie stays inside.
We'll let you know all that on earth. You're really interested.
The view glides past Ray to focus on Stevie behind him.
You wonder how we've stayed alive till now. We'll let you know. We'll let you know, but only.
At night, they coast through the courthouse plaza.
You're really interested. We're all smiles, then honest, I swear it's the turnstiles that make us hostile.
Approaching the concrete stairs, Stevie tries and fails to vault them. He watches as Ray easily pulls off the trick, then catches air and descends. Ray does a frontside grind off a concrete edge. Beneath the band shell, Stevie tries an ollie without success.
We will descend on anyone unable to defend themselves.
Ray rockets onto the stage, then back off it with a kickflip. Later, they sit side by side on the edge of the stage. As they resume their session, Stevie tumbles to his back.
Songs we sing, they're not supposed to mean a thing.
Ray offers his hand and helps Stevie back to his feet. Morning, Stevie and Ray sleep atop a wide planter, boards under their heads like pillows.
That was the night everything changed.
Sometimes we gotta flash and back. See, niggas know where this shit started, y'all know where it came from.
Later, a young woman fans herself with a folded paper plate.
When the MCs came to live out the name.
Skaters fill the motor parking lot. A guy rides up in front of Stevie and Fuckshit, who push him back. .40 in hand, Fuckshit greets some onlookers. Stevie shakes hands with them too. Fuckshit embraces a guy with dreads worn in a ponytail. Stevie shadows him as they make their way through the party. Fuckshit acknowledges a group of girls with a cool nod, then Stevie does the same. Seated with her friends, Estee turns and shrugs. In the store's bathroom, Stevie stands at the utility sink chugging a 40. He braces his arm on the sink's edge, then lowers the nearly empty bottle from his lips. He catches his reflection in the mirror before spitting into the sink. Back outside, a skater performs a trick off a metal pipe on a stand. Stevie wanders, bottle in one hand and cigarette in the other. He skates past Ruben, who smokes while staring absently. Stevie greets more partygoers. He passes his bottle to Fuckshit, who guzzles from it. Unsmiling, Ruben sits awkwardly with some others. Continuing to imbibe, Stevie watches Ray leap a bench atop his board. The two pros from the courthouse plaza look on.
Hey, Sunburn, let me see it.
Stevie hands him the beer bottle.
Hey, you good?
He sets it down. Turning around, Stevie watches Ray greet the pros. Across the parking lot, an inebriated Fuckshit stares, head lolled to one side. Smiling, he staggers to his feet. Nearby, fourth grade and Stevie sit side by side.
This is fucking crazy.
You should have told me shit. It was fucking hilarious. My friends are like, oh shit. What's up, Fuckshit? You good?
Fuckshit hugs one pro. Ray watches uncomfortably. As the other pro offers his hand, Fuckshit pats his bushy-haired head.
What the fuck?
The two professionals share a look of annoyance. Ray approaches Fuckshit.
Oh, it's sick.
Hey. Hey. Let's chill somewhere else, bro. Just for a little bit.
Ray retakes his seat, avoiding his friend's gaze. Fuckshit looks over as he steps away.
Okay.
I'm really sorry about my friend. He's cool, but he gets drunk. He's a fucking idiot.
Don't even trip. Fuck it.
Dude, he touched my hair, though.
Yeah, that was weird as fuck.
I'm really sorry. Like, but yeah, we, like, just, we were, like, talking shit to I'm really sorry. Like, I'm kind of, like, tripping right now.
Fourth grade turns to Stevie.
Yeah, I should go introduce myself.
Now seated, Fuckshit hunches forward. He casts a surly gaze across the way as Ray greets another guy. Ray catches his friend's eye. Noticing his bitter expression, he turns back to face the pros. Back atop his board, Stevie skates through the crowd. Ruben carves on a small ramp. Passing, Stevie gives him a hard nudge.
Watch out.
What's your problem, man?
You're my fucking problem.
What the fuck is your problem?
You're my fucking problem.
Don't fucking touch me.
The fuck you gonna
don't
do, fucking
fuck? Touch.
As they get into a shoving match, onlookers crowd around. Stevie socks Ruben to the concrete and pins him, raining down blows. The assembled bystanders pump their fists, egging the combatants on. In a frenzy, Stevie continues to grapple with Ruben. Ruben manages to roll onto his side and balls himself up. Ray and fourth grade brush through the crowd. Ray pulls Stevie up and passes him off to fourth grade before restraining the lunging Ruben. Stevie grips a chain link fence, head bowed. Fourth grade crouches close beside him. As fourth grade lays a gentle hand on his back, Stevie fidgets restlessly. Nighttime, Stevie and Ruben sit in the otherwise vacant parking lot where disposable red cups litter the ground. Ray and fourth grade emerge from the back door of Motor.
Come on.
Stevie keeps his head bowed.
You good?
Fuckshit moseys over.
Hey, those bitches finna have a party at their parents' place. Let's roll, nigga. Let's roll.
Ray steps over to his drunken friend who steadies himself on the driver's door of the SUV.
In the car.
Fuckshit sways unsteadily on his feet. Ray considers him with a stern expression, then turns to Reuben, Stevie, and fourth grade. He looks back and forth uncertainly.
Let's just get in.
Ray opens the back passenger door.
Hey, Stevie, ride shotgun. You a little G. Ain't you good pussy like me, nigga?
Fuckshit opens the driver's door. Stevie and fourth grade get to their feet with their skateboards. As Fuckshit drives down a street, the rearview mirror reflects his drowsy, heavy-lidded eyes. Ray, Reuben, and fourth grade ride in back while Stevie gazes ruefully from the shotgun seat.
Yo, Fuckshit. Just take everybody home.
Oh, we're going to this fucking party. Just fucking chill.
Fuck that shit. Let's just call it. Everybody in here is bummed.
I'm not about to let you fuck up my fun, nigga. You don't have any type of fun no more.
Nobody in this fucking car is having fun, if you haven't noticed.
Only fun you have is sucking in pros' dicks. So I'm trying to kill my fun. It used to be fun as hell.
Fourth grade flinches.
Oh, that's some funny shit. Huh?
Fuckshit leans against the headrest and nods off. Reuben and Stevie stare tensely.
Did you, like, pull over?
Headlights flash in fourth grade's face before the view cuts to black. Now the SUV lies on its passenger side, exhaust wafting from the hood.
What? Why the fuck do we get in the car?
Help!
Stevie slumps motionless.
That's fucking blood. What the fuck? Fuck!
His head's pressed to the shattered glass littering the asphalt, and blood soaks his sleeve.
Help! Stevie!
Stevie!
Somewhere! Help! What the fuck did you do?
Fuckshit stares blankly.
Help! Somewhere!
Cut to black. Now on a hospital bed, Stevie shudders while gloved hands steady a breathing tube's mask over his face. He opens his eyes, two electrodes fixed to his heaving chest. He stirs in distress, eyes shut tight and mouth gasping for air. His breathing slows and he lies still. Later, he lies asleep, clad in a hospital gown and propped up on a pillow. A cast covers his right arm. Ian sits in a chair at his bedside, gazing watchfully. Stevie's chest rises and falls beneath the loose-fitting gown. Leaning closer, Ian reaches forward with a gentle motion.
Yeah.
Stevie groggily turns to face his big brother. He looks away again, eyes drifting. Ian stares pensively, then pulls two small bottles of orange juice from the pockets of his baggy jeans. Setting one on his lap, he proceeds to shake the other before unscrewing the cap. He passes it to Stevie, then gives the other bottle a few shakes. Stevie's gaze drifts from his brother to the bottle, then back to Ian. Staring down at the bottle in his hand, Stevie lifts it to his mouth and slurps. He lowers the bottle, licking his lips, then faces Ian once more. Head bowed, Ian takes a sip from his own bottle and purses his lips. Stevie takes another sip before lowering his bottle. Ian stares awkwardly, his eyes darting. At the nurse's station, the boy's mother fills out a form. Rounding a corner, she stops in her tracks. With a dumbfounded expression, she takes another step forward. Before her, Stevie's sleeping friends occupy seats in the waiting room. Her gaze falls on fourth grade slouched in a chair, who cradles his acne-scarred face on his hand. The view glides past a tissue box on a table to a bench seat where Fuckshit slumbers peacefully, one hand down his pants. Beside him, Ruben rests his bruised face on his hand. The view passes a knitting woman and focuses on another seat where Ray dozes, head tilted back. Standing near a ficus tree in a corner of the waiting room, Stevie's mom slowly starts forward. Bleary-eyed, she stops behind Ray and gently squeezes his shoulder. He awakens. Scooting straight up, he rubs his eyes and turns around. Stevie's mom looks away. Ray heaves a sigh, then she sits beside him. She takes a hard swallow before fixing him with a pointed stare. Ray ashamedly drops his gaze.
You want to go see him?
He lifts his head. Now, the four friends gather around Stevie's bedside. Seated on the bed, Fuckshit turns to Ray, who sits in a chair by the open privacy curtain. The two gaze pensively, then Fuckshit turns to Stevie.
Can I see it?
He took a picture.
Stevie slips a file from beneath his covers and hands it over.
Fuck. Shit. Nigga, what the fuck?
Ruben blinks.
It's fucked up.
He and fourth grade drop back into their seats along with Ray.
Are you okay?
Stevie looks over and nods at Ray, who sports scrapes and scratches on his face.
You literally take the hardest hits out of anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Stevie shuts his eyes for a moment, a faint, wry smile curling his lips.
You know you don't have to do that, right?
As Ray gazes earnestly, Stevie blinks. Fuckshit turns away and Ruben looks down, each lost in his thoughts. Ray studies Stevie closely before averting his gaze.
You guys want to see something?
Video camera in hand, fourth grade stands. Stepping past a skateboard on the floor, he crosses to the TV. He leans forward, connects the camera's audio video cables to the television, and checks the viewfinder. He sets the camera down. As the others gaze toward the TV, he hurries back to his seat to join them. In a video, a fisheye view shows fourth grade cleaning the camera lens while a title appears in shaded lettering, mid-90s. A fourth grade film. In the SUV, Fuckshit flicks a lighter, a Strong Baby production. A logo shows an infant with a cape holding a barbell. On the sidewalk in front of Motor, Fuckshit and Ray throw air punches toward the camera. Ray does a spectacular trick off the bandshell stage and Fuckshit catches air and vaults down a staircase. Fuckshit hugs Stevie. In front of the school, Ray gives Ruben a playful noogie. In the SUV, Ruben and Stevie chuckle. Fuckshit embraces the homeless man, then shaky footage shows the escape from the courthouse plaza. Fuckshit misses a landing, chases down his board, gets back on, and falls to his back in giddy laughter. At the party, ST poses, making duck lips. Stevie holds a beer bong tube to his mouth as Fuckshit pours a 40 into the funnel. Ray does a grind down the banister of a concrete staircase and Fuckshit applauds. Ruben deftly skates up onto a ramp, then Ray catches air and slides along another stair railing. Stevie mugs for the camera. In the SUV, as the others hold their hands out, Fuckshit mimes passing them pills. Ray and Fuckshit play rock, paper, scissors. Wearing his Ren and Stimpy t-shirt, Stevie hangs out on the sidewalk with fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
Cut to black. Credits roll. Copyright 2018 Jay Hawker Holdings, LLC. All rights reserved. The characters and incidents portrayed in the names used herein are fictitious. And any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by A24, voiced by Mike DeBonis. Rainbow colors streak across shapes as they slide into place to form A24.